From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Pope Francis appealed Wednesday for an immediate ceasefire in Syria, calling for at least a truce enabling civilians, especially children, to be evacuated. It comes after Aleppo came under fierce assault. I want to underline and reiterate my closeness to all the victims of the inhumane conflict in Syria. He made the comments at his weekly audience in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican. 12 people have died in Myanmar's Rakhine State in recent clashes between armed men and troops, according to state media Wednesday. It comes in a growing challenge for the country's new democratically elected government. 4 soldiers and 1 attacker were killed on Tuesday when hundreds of men wielding pistols and swords attacked troops. Samsung Electronics Wednesday slashed its latest quarterly profit estimate by 1/3 in the wake of a highly damaging recall crisis that ended with a scrapping of its latest smartphone. And the first indication of just how much the Galaxy Note 7 fiasco might end up costing the world's largest smartphone maker, Samsung revised its operating forecast for the third quarter to $5.2 trillion, which is $4.6 billion compared to the $7.8 trillion it announced last week. This is economist Max Wolf.
So certainly a sad moment. Samsung, with the Galaxy series, the Note series, invented the phablet, which is the large form factor smartphone, which has caught on like wildfire. Unfortunately for them, everyone makes them now, and everyone else is getting business that's leaving them.
The company said the revision reflected the expected impact on sales and earnings. This is VOA News.